Grain elevators are the skyscrapers of the Great Plains, dotting the countryside where the highway and railroad meet. These tall, white concrete towers serve as local business hubs. They are the storage and trading points for wheat after it's harvested, and right now they're full because of low prices. Rachel Hubbard of member station KOSU reports.
The sun hasn't been up long in Kingfisher, Oklahoma, but it already feels like it's burning. Trucks are moving wheat as people try to get their work done early. It looks like business as usual for a hot summer day in the northwest part of this state. Wheat farmers in the area stop for a cup of coffee at CHS Plains Partners, the local grain elevator.
Here comes a little
wind. Yeah,
but hell, he can't hear. He can tell you some stories. Yeah.
Henry Sin, Jim Wilms, and Bill Stoltz come here just about every day to share stories from the good old days and talk about wheat prices. They harvested their wheat in early June, but with spring floods, the quality of the wheat this year wasn't good. That's one of the factors driving down prices. Right now, the price for a bushel of wheat is slumping to just over $5, the lowest it's been in 5 years. And for these farmers, that's a lot of money.
Average guy would probably raise 15,000 to 20,000 bushel.
Yeah.
I'd say.
So you take off a dollar and something a bushel, yeah. It's $20,000, $30,000 just went down to what you could have had. It's a guessing game. I don't know.
While the wheat prices are a high-stakes guessing game for farmers, economists say there are patterns. Kim Anderson is the crop marketing specialist for Oklahoma State University. He helps farmers figure out when to sell their wheat. Right now, farmers are in the down part of the cycle involving supply and demand.
3 years ago, the average wheat price in the United States was $7.70 a bushel, and it cost about $4.75 to produce it. There was a lot of profit. You could make a lot of money raising wheat. And so farmers raised wheat.
So over the past several years, supply on the world market has been steadily increasing, but demand hasn't been. And that's not the only factor. The value of the dollar is up, making it more expensive for overseas customers to buy American wheat. Jay Minton manages several grain elevators for Plains Partners in Oklahoma.
Commodity prices have been on a downturn, but the amount of grain or producer grain that we carry longer has continued to increase.
Minton says in his area about one-third of the 2015 harvest has already been sold. Sin absently drums his fingers on the folding table as coffee time nears an end. He and his friends have extra income from oil and gas wells, so they haven't sold any of their 2015 crop.
Not a bit. You probably haven't either. You haven't either.
You're just hoping to go back up.
We're hoping. Surely it'll make a little spurt for the first of the year. Well, usually does.
Yeah.
Whether the wheat price rallies or not, these men are off to work. Today, they're spraying weeds and preparing the ground for next year's crop. Planting starts in less than 6 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Hubbard in Oklahoma City.